Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
What's happening, ballers? Week 10 is in the books, and to run through it all, I've got two heroes. First up, it's a strong breeze. That's right, not a light breeze this time. Storm Debbie. Hey, mate.
It was really blustery on Monday, mate.
Fucking was, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm all good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. A bit blown away. We had to get sent home early on Monday because of the wind.
Did you?
Yeah. So we sent our...
Bunch of pussies, you lot.
Managed to get all our kids sorted and then off-site in time. Yeah. And then it just got even worse and worse. And basically, there's a shit ton of trees. So they're like, do you know what? We're not doing anything. Just go home. Stay safe.
Sick.
And then the day after, all the rain came and the river got to bursting its banks. And again, they were like, right, it's got to 2.3. It's time to flee. Off you go. So we got sent home early as well.
Yes, a little bit of rain, a little bit of wind, and you lot can't work. What's changed since you left for a more day?
Mate, it's great. Yeah, there you go. And back after a 5 week illness. Obviously, it wasn't always 5 weeks. Stocks is in. Hey, mate.
5 week illness knocked me down with a barge pole. Seriously, yeah. Though, if you go above the wall, does wind and rain stop you working? Because down here, we'd have toughed that out.
It's
Southerners trying to be harder than the Northerners. Check them out.
That's it, yeah, I know. I don't know how to respond to that. We don't go out with a coat on, so...
He gets a little cough and he can't even come on the pod for 5 weeks, and now he's going to talk about the blustery rain and the wind.
Yep. Exactly what's happening.
That's it. Perfect.
But yeah, just my apologies. My fault we didn't record yesterday because some douchebags didn't want to come to work, so it made my life more challenging.
Oh, was it windy?
Probably. That's probably why they stayed at home. No consideration for others, are they?
No, exactly. Yeah, I was getting to home so I could record, but no. Couldn't do it. So are you all better now, Stocks? Are you all better now?
Yeah, I'm pretty much there, mate. You know, toughing it out. It's been 5 weeks of brutal illness, and I'm back to full health, so yeah.
Good. Did you have the Rona in the end?
No, mate. I was negative. Never had it. Just whatever I had kicked the absolute bejesus out of me.
Yeah, man. Mad, eh?
Mm.
Well, yeah, glad you're back, mate.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it feels like it. It feels like it. We've been recording for a couple of minutes and all there has been daggers, but hey.
Okay. We'll continue with normal show. And Pitsy, time to start the pod. Drop a beat.
Good. Good start, this. Good start. Right, highlights of the week. Stocks, you'll be proud with me on our first one.
When I saw this, I was blown away, Pitsy.
I know. I thought you would be. So I thought
I was quite confused, but I like it.
Yeah. Well. Welcoming Stocks back with Washington versus Utah. All right. This is college ball, guys. I know. Just go with it. All right. In fact, this one's for Thacker to try and find on the Tinterweb and bring it to our attention. The Washington D player, he picked off the Utah quarterback in a good little catch, and he ran from his own 25 all the way down to the end zone. However, in his celebrations, he dropped the ball at the 3 yard line, celebrating way too early, and so the Utah lineman dropped on it to take it back. And I thought that was absolutely hilarious, the way he celebrated across the line with his high steps and everything, and he just dropped. I have no idea, Stocks. I don't know if you actually watched this or not, but I have no idea why or what actually happened and why he dropped the ball like he did.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it was just nuts. It was so stupid. I don't know whether it was actually... I'm hoping it was this week that it happened, because then it'll be easier to find on Twitter.
1997.
That's it, yeah.
It goes back to Stormo last week, though, doesn't it? Saying, you know, you're 10 minutes. Just do your thing for how long is it? 10 years. Just knuckle down and...
Just fucking put your head down and graph, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. What an idiot. Anyway, so yeah, I thought that was funny. When I saw that, I had to put that on. Anyway, back to the NFL. Kickers are people too. And my highlight is five games were decided by a game-winning field goal this weekend.
Man.
Or at least on the Sun. So. That's pretty cool, eh?
Mm.
Yeah, except if your team was on the other end of one of those.
No, Steelers won, so I'm all happy. Yeah, how did your team get on their stocks?
They won too, mate.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. What about you, Stormer?
Yeah, no, they didn't, mate. They didn't win.
Oh, shucks. Oh, well, never mind. I'll try better. Anyway, stocks, highlights for you, bud.
Well, one of mine was just how close all the games were that kickers had to finish it off. It was almost the reverse in the Denver game, but the Buffalo Bills are stupid, had 12 men on the field, and Denver managed to get, missed the field goal, but players on the field, and then kicked the next one through, so that was good. And Denver, you know, beating Kansas, having a bye, beating Bills, it's all turning around.
And those are were you 0-5 to start the season?
I think we were 1-4.
1-4, that was it. You were definitely having a shocker. And then for some reason, I don't know how, because I still think that offense is a bit daft, but you've done pretty damn well to get yourself where you are now. Your defense has definitely turned itself around and gone, like, oh, we better start playing now.
And that's two games that teams would have definitely put you in the L column for, so to get two wins against those teams are great results.
Oh, massive, massive. I also, as another highlight, I enjoyed how Miami had a week off and everyone else in their division was just like, no, it's okay, we don't need to win.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Awesome, love that. Yeah, awesome for the Denver Broncos. Good to see. Not for you, Storm, but great. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was asleep. It doesn't bother me if I don't watch him. It doesn't hurt as much if I'm sleeping.
It's like the whole tree thing. Does it make a noise if no one's there?
Exactly. Really? Yeah.
Oh, I saw one of those things the other day. It's like if a man starts complaining. Oh, no, if a man says something in the woods, is he still wrong? Yeah. If no one hears, yeah. Anyway, sorry, Stomo, what are your highlights?
I've gone for, because I watched my game that the Chargers lost by a kick at the end. And I've gone for, my highlight was watching Keenan Allen and Amon-Ra St. Brown, because they were both incredible. Just so
they're
fun to watch.
Good, aren't they?
Like, I think in the first half, Herbert only passed to Eckler and Allen, and he ended up getting like 11 receptions, 175 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And Amon-Ra on the other side of the ball got 8 receptions, 156 yards, and 1 touchdown. And they were just incredible. You know,
that game was great. The way it went back and forth.
It was so good, yeah. And I said last week in the review preview that it was going to be a high scoring game, and obviously that it was. But they've got such a great connection with their quarterbacks. They're just so good.
Yeah.
It was just going off on both ends of the field. Obviously supporting Allen because he's a Charger, but then I have Amon-Ra in my fantasy team, so I was pretty stoked when he was getting the ball on the other side. So, but yeah, it just didn't go the way in the end. But yeah, those two boys were my highlight.
Yeah. Nice. Good. Right then, week 10, Stormo, kicks off. How did it all go down?
Oh, week 10, crikey. To start us off this week, we have the highest scoring game of the week. This game was nuts. This was the Chargers versus the Lions. Susie and the Chiefs went up against Robin, Thornley, Horn, and a few trades after a few trades, sorry, the scariest team into doing something. The Hornets got their act together and put 392 points on the board. Wowzers. Susie was on 234 before Monday night with a QB, running back, and wide receiver still to play, but it just wasn't enough. The final score was 392 to 295. Rob jumps up to 7th on 3-7, and Susie drops to 5th on 5-5.
Ay, caramba.
Yeah, wowzers.
Yeah, that's all Rob had to do was just start trading away some people, and his team were like, oh, shit, we need to get our act together. Rise up, we're leaving this team too.
If Rob had put out his full proper team, he could have scored 429 points. How incredible is that?
Oof.
Wowzers. Yeah, I know. But like, you won't, you know, won't kick 392 out the bid, you know, but... 429 sounds good too.
Yeah, I think that's Brandon Cooks, 45 points on his bench. I think that was the biggest thing for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, but yeah, it's just the Cowboys went up, didn't he? No, he didn't.
And it was the battle of that, like you said on the preview pod, it was the battle of the actual trade swap, wasn't it? So Herbert that Rob took and Susie that Alan had that swap of quarterbacks, and Herbert gets himself 68. Allen only gets 30 in that awful game against Denver.
When we did the matchup last week as well, Rob had T. Law in, remember? So he must have changed Herbert back in late, which is a good thing he did. Yeah. T. Law got 4.95 points.
Is that all he got?
Yeah, he got 5 points. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Why did he get so many? He got sacked 5 times for minus 10 points. Fumble off.
Fumble.
Two and
Rob's team, everyone just participated in that. Everyone just chucked. You know, some scored decently. Some didn't score amazing, but everyone put on, gave him something. So,
yeah. And like I say, there's big points when you get Keenan Allen scoring over 50 points. It's always going to help you out, isn't it?
Yeah, mate.
Some big running back scores for his team as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's the stack, isn't it? The Herbert Allen stack. I mean, if that goes off, you're talking about 120 points before anyone else has even played.
Yeah.
Which is silly.
And then, yeah, Susie had the Allen and the Diggs stack, and that didn't go off. So it just shows you how much, you know, having those two sort of...
Yeah.
You know, that kind of connection in your team, when they do go off, you can score, as Stock said, hundreds.
Nice crazy to see Singletary get 54 points. It's been a long time since he started running. I think that obviously helped with Damien Pierce being out. He got all the work. 30 carries. Yes. That there is just 30 points in the bag.
Unheard of for Singletary as well. 150 yeah. yards. I don't think I've ever seen him go over like 62. he's doubled his like best.
I wonder when the like how. Is that his highest carry game? Has to be, right?
Yeah.
So, are you doing the washing up whilst you're doing this?
No, it's not me.
Sorry, it's my bread knife. She's clanging around.
Jeez, see, I'll get blamed for this.
No, that's all right.
Well, apologies.
No, it's still another Emma. It's just a different one.
Must be the name. Well, my Emma don't wash dishes, though.
you say that.
Keep, yeah. So, like, the most he's got as a Texan Singletary is 12 or 13 before this. To go from 13 to 30 is massive.
That's two games.
Yeah.
But that's it. Damien Pierce being out, he's kind of that's where he's got all his touches from, isn't it?
He got 18 ones last year. For his
well, he was the main. He was the main runner at the Bills, wasn't he? So, well, I say that.
You got 22 ones. No, 23 ones.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. In 2021.
So yeah, 30 is definitely the most that he's done.
Yeah. He's one of those ones that you start if you have to, like if you don't have another running back. But he's very inconsistent, isn't he?
Yeah.
But if you've got no one else, then you put him in, don't you? Especially in this league.
Yeah, definitely just massively helped with Damien Pierce out. But unfortunately, it was a little bit too a little too late, being 100 points off Rob Store. And he gets himself a vital win, and whether he wants to keep winning or not and try and go for a lower pick, who knows? So it's good that he's still fighting. That's what I like. I don't like these tankers.
Was that aimed at me?
That's no, God. Was not aimed at, not aimed at anyone.
I like how you jumped on that, though, just in case it was stopped.
Right. That's the thing with these ballers, they cover every base.
That's it. Got to get attacks from everywhere.
I know. I know. Just on a side note, a cliff note, shall we say.
Well, I can
Just looking at the whole league scores, the bold numbers on the top are the actual score, and the numbers underneath are the projected scores, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sleeper have got quite a few of these really, really close.
Yeah, they have. To say that Sleeper is usually shite at being able to predict anything, especially when you've got special rules in your league.
Yeah, Thacker scored 0.9 points more than he should have.
Yeah, that's predicted 266-23, but managed to get 266-32.
Yeah, crazy. Sorry, that was...
Yeah, we'll have to have a look at this week 11 and just know what everyone is and whether it changes throughout the course of the games going on.
Yeah.
Because I think they do change with it, because they have... You know, when they're in-game, they'll have players that are coloured in green saying that they're scoring better than they were predicted, or in red if they're scoring less than they were predicted, and it drops their overall prediction. So whether it goes off them.
Well, that's cheating, isn't it?
Surely there's a base numeracy factor there to start with their numbers. So whether it goes up or down mid-game, they're still finishing with 266-23, which is what they said at the beginning, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because Herbert, his green is 44.18 and he actually got 68-65.
Yeah.
Whereas Josh Allen was predicted 50 and he got 30.
But yeah, quarterback scoring in this, they never predicted 70 in it. We see it quite often that they get 70.
Yeah. So, very
weird.
True.
Weird.
Oh, well, there you go, Rob. Well done. Another win in the bag. That's 3-7 for him now. Still in the mix. All right, next up then, Stocks.
So next up, we have another high-scoring game with Simon and his unstoppable hammer-bound feather wands going up against the Generals. This one was much more of a one-sided game, with Simon scoring 353 and Thacker scoring a much lower 235 with players to play on Monday night. Unfortunately, the game was over, even with Thacker still having a kicker and a D to play. The final score finished up 353-2266 in Simon's favour. Simon stays second, now on 8-2, confirming a spot in the playoffs, and Thacker sits at 8th on 3-7. I didn't notice the stars were there, boys. Congratulations.
Yes, the stars are arriving. Well done, Simon. A nice little win. I say a little win. Yeah. It was a big win, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we got one of those stacks again, haven't we?
Yes, unfortunately. Now that he's got his trade from Dan. I think ever since Dan traded Lamb away, his last three scores since he got traded are 58, 40, 54. Before that, it was 27, 13, 20, 17. So Dan was the curse, yeah. So just look at his team, and then if he's got any other teams and he's got any players playing, then can maybe get rid of them, maybe.
Dak Prescott only threw the ball, had 26 completions, yet ended up with 79 points. That is sickening.
It's mad, isn't it?
404 yards, got him 20 points.
That is stupid.
Yeah, four touchdowns. That's another 24 points. Passes completed 26. That's another 26 points. Yeah.
Puppy.
Good effort. Yeah, it doesn't help that Generals are starting with Levis. You could have had Jordan Love in there for 41 points.
I wonder why he started Lewis over Love.
I think after that game that Lewis scored quite well, didn't he? After his first little game, he thought, oh, this is going to be fantastic.
67 points against Atlanta. Although Tampa Bay are pretty stingy, aren't they?
Yeah. I think they've named him as the starter for the rest of the year, though, haven't they? So.
Have they?
I think so, yeah. I think Tannehill's going to be the backup from now on. And they've got, I mean, didn't help that Henry just didn't, was just a no-show.
Yeah, it's been a bit hot and cold this year, Henry. But I don't think that's down to him. I just think it's down to their offense, I think.
Well, it's the same, like every year we've kind of looked at it. He starts off the game, not just the season, he starts off the game really slow. But if you give him the ball in the second half, he's going to pound and pound and pound, and he ends up steamrolling. But he just, they don't seem to be doing anything with him at the moment.
Yeah, and he got 11 carries, didn't he? So, yeah, that's, and he needs those 30 carries like...
yeah, exactly.
That's what we got. But it's hard to compete. Well, you're looking at CMC and Eckler again, 90 points, isn't it? So
yeah, it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting as well. He's got two players that have scored a combined 5 points, Simon, and he still posted 353.
Yeah, Jontae Johnson and... John O. Smith.
Yeah, crazy.
Which is weird because John O. Smith's been having a couple of good games as well. So, like his two previous, he scored quite well. It's just tight ends, man. A pain in the arse.
I don't think he's got another tight end to put in his place.
I think because of the injury to Goddard, he was down tight end. He's got Irv Smith, who scored pretty much the same points.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a couple, Simon. If you're listening, you want to come knocking on my door? I got a couple, brother.
If he's wanting that championship, yeah.
You want a 27 pick, do you? And that's all the picks he's got left.
That's true. I'll take McCaffrey. It's fine.
I was going to say he's got some running backs to go with, hasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, it's funny, isn't it? 16 carries for 95 yards. I suppose he got 47 off 6 receptions, McCaffrey. But that's it's not even a standing stat line, and he still scored 42 points.
Yeah,
and this was his first game he didn't score a touchdown.
They were forcing it so badly, like they were trying to get him to get that extra touchdown to carry on his little run, wasn't they? But it didn't happen for him. That'd have been an extra 6 points, which nobody needed.
Nobody needed.
But positives on Flacker's team, you know, DK scored some points, Olave scored some points. McBride looks like a beast and taking over from Ertz in Arizona.
Yeah.
So there's definitely some positives in that team.
Yeah, the back end of his, in his flexes and tight ends, he's done all right there, hasn't he? The rest of his team didn't really show it. But... no, Tyler Lockett did all right. It's to say that he's playing Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. And both of them, what was it? Lockett got 32 points and Metcalf got 24 points. So, yeah, it's done all right to say that they're both playing. He's glad that James Conner's coming back from his injury. He's missed him, hasn't he? He was getting him some strong points to start the season, over 30 points all the time, and then he got himself injured, didn't he? So, hopefully they can get him back in running.
It just feels like you need to play Simon on a down week. Like if Simon's team turns up at the moment, you're struggling unless you have an absolute beast of a week.
Yeah.
Especially now he's got that bloody wide receiver as well.
That's it.
Yeah, he's got the quarterback stack with the wide receiver, and then he's got a stack of running backs to go along with it too.
Yeah.
Just bloody insane. Ridiculous. Anyway, yeah, it's a start. Simon's got his win, 8-2. Sinks Generals down to 3-7. They're still in the game now. Still in the game. So, anyway, up next we have a tale of two teams that they thought were good, then turned out to be bad, but could still be good. Dan and his Finn Supers went up against Mark and his rolling with Mahomes. After Sunday's games, the score was 199 to 264 in favour of Mark, and both teams still had some place to play. Eventually, the score ended up 298 to 206, taking Mark to 5-5 and into sixth place, which was unheard of. This is a new Mark. And Dan, 4th and 9th on 3-7. Still in the running. He's still there. But yeah, this is, like I say, they're destined to be good, but actually bad. But they can be good. Right, 298 points is quite good for Mark at the moment. Did he get 300 last week as well?
Yeah, he's had a couple of good games, hasn't he? Pulled himself off the bottom.
Helps that Bijan Robinson's actually getting some carries now. Taking a bloody age to get there. Oh yeah, I think we should probably give Robinson the ball. That'll be a good idea, wouldn't it? How he's still got a bloody job, that coach, I have no idea.
Because he gave Bijan Robinson the ball.
Yeah. Fuck's sake. Anyway, Goff scoring lots of points for him in that game.
Yeah, Purdy had a decent week on the other side as well, so which was good.
Yeah, that kind of evened each other out, didn't they?
And then Montgomery, and I don't know if you've watched it, I watched the full Chargers and Lions game. Montgomery and Gibbs just had a bloody field day. It's ridiculous.
Just ran all over you, didn't
they? Oh, man, it's just bloody ridiculous.
He just had, Dan just had too many no-shows as well, though. Like, Jacoby Myers, 6 points. Drake London, 9 points. Zach Moss, 1 point.
Don't talk to him about Zach Moss. He's hurting.
Even his kicker only got 3 points.
But you know what, Pitsy? There's Tajay. He's got, it's worth a first. That guy got him 19 points. First material, that is.
Yeah, that's true. I think he's struggling with just a few positions, isn't he? It's just not happening for him.
Yeah.
We'll see.
What I struggle with Dan's team is he's obviously got less picks, but I don't think he's got the depth to help him out, even if he had picks. He's kind of caught in like a vortex where he hasn't got the picks and he hasn't got the players. So what do you do then?
Yeah,
What I mean? So if you look at, say, for instance, potentially what Rob wanted to do, wanted to sell up shop. So he had players to get more picks, but Dan's obviously got players in and got rid of picks. And it's just, I think he's just still there. I don't know how else to describe it. So even next year, I can't see how he's going to improve massively without having picks and without having the players.
Some of his team just haven't turned up, have they, so.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, go for it.
just looking. He's got one first round this year, two next year, two the year after. So, there's rebuilds aren't...
To rebuild, yeah.
Rebuilds aren't an instantaneous thing. And if you can pick well in five decent players, or four, the strike rate isn't always 100% first round talent, is it?
Yeah.
I think he's got enough of, is it good? I don't know.
It's still a long, painful 3 years, though.
Oh, tell me about it, man. I've been there.
Thing that he's got is he got a ring the very first season, didn't he?
Yeah, so that's all that matters, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
He can do what he wants to.
Yeah.
What pick has he got next year? What first round?
Mine.
Oh, so that's the way things are going. It's looking like a 6-10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be late. That's for sure.
It's going to be 1-10, that is.
I bloody hope so.
Can you imagine? Coming from the depths.
Hey.
Good luck to
Kraken. Hey. So well done. To be fair, I'm proud of Mark. He's got himself out of a big hole.
Yeah.
How many games has he won now in a row?
Five. I don't know. I can't see that.
No, I can't see it on this. Why does it not have it on here? Like, it's got it on the app. Why on earth? It's the same fucking thing. Why can't you have it on the bloody on the internet?
So, Pitsy, if you did this the other way round and you recorded on your laptop, you could have all the bonus of your phone.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe next time.
It still marks one big issue, like it seems to be has been for you. He just can't pick the right defense, man.
Yeah.
He picks one, the other one goes off. He picks that one, and the other one goes off. I don't know.
Hey, win's a win, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, I know the Cowboys, 33 points you'd take all day long, but when your Niners are scoring 57 points.
Yeah. Takes into that 300 bracket.
Yeah. You boy.
But yeah, it's good. Good. You bet he'll be sign a big relief for Bijan getting some actual carries and 41 points. When he invested that much and didn't take everything that Stocks was going to throw at him.
I couldn't have thrown my kitchen sink because the wife was washing up. Yeah.
Good. Another win for Mark. 5-5. Gets him ever closer to that. Has he actually ever been in the playoffs? I don't think he has, has he?
No, I don't think he has.
Oof.
First time first, then.
I know. He's getting himself all the way up there. Got a 2-game barrier with 4 games to go.
Ooh.
Right, Stormo, next up.
Next up, we have a close one between Stockstead and his newly shaved Ballers and Ollie and the Gotham City Rogues. Stocks had everyone play by the end of Sunday and gave Ollie 297 points to catch him. Starting Monday night with 253, Ollie just didn't have enough in the tank and finished on 264. The win takes Stocks to 7-3 in third, and Ollie stays bottom on 1-9.
Ooh, baby. Stocks, look at that.
Oh, if you could see my face.
And if we were recording on the laptop, we might have been able to.
No, you would have. Yeah, that's very true.
We'll have our own YouTube channel next.
Steady on, Pitsy. Steady on. This one worried me. I was watching it Sunday night, and it was close the whole way. I went to bed with it close. I thought, I cannot wake up and this be a loss. It would have broken me.
I was looking at it and thinking, oh, is he far enough ahead? Has he got anything in the time? Nah, surely this is a win. But you can never be too sure in this bloody league. Anything can happen.
Yeah,
fair play. And actually, yeah, got, like, Ollie's team put up some points in the past couple of weeks. He's had some quite bad stinkers, hasn't he? So the fact that he's got himself 264 and kind of in the mix was quite good. And actually, I think, did I see right, he would have got over 300 points if he had put the right players in the team.
Mm-hmm. Started Taysom Hill this week though, didn't he?
Oh, nice.
And he was crap compared to the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, eight points for Taysom Hill. So good stuff. We told him, as soon as he puts it in, we all need to take Taysom Hill.
Take him out. as I said earlier, Gibbs had a great game. Jacobs had a great game, but then Ollie's running backs almost matched them. So Robinson and Walker, who had quite a couple of weeks, have pulled the finger out. Stocks, your two wide receivers, your two wide receiver one and two were just phenomenal as per usual. Wilson and Chase.
Yeah, Wilson.
Wilson would have had something extra, wouldn't he? But what happened in the end of that game? That did the tight end knock it out of his hands that he could have just got the winning touchdown as well?
Oh, I don't know, did he?
Yeah, I think the Hail Mary went up for Jets to win. And I'm pretty sure there was another Jets player that knocked it out. It would, if he'd have just left it, it'd have gone straight into Wilson's hands.
Oh, what a dickhead.
One of the Jets players knocked it out of the way. He kind of jumped up and tipped it out and it just didn't land to him.
I definitely asked for some advice on this one, and I told him to start Noah Brown and take Thomas out. But it's like, no, Thomas is his boy. He's going to stick with him because he knows who he is. I'm like, okay. And then I text him later, mate, have you seen what Noah Brown scored?
37 points. He scored two.
He called me a poos.
Would that have got him a win?
Well, I don't think it would have got him a win, but it would have got him a win.
Well, either way, Storm, keep your nose out of my business. I appreciate we're rivals, but
It was like Thomas. I was like, yeah, Sigurd Thomas, he ain't scored shit all season. I was like, Noah Brown, you know, it's the hot ticket at the minute. But, you know, I don't think it would, I think you still would have won, but you just, because I had to have a good stand talking to him last week, so.
Go on, Pitsky.
I was just saying, it doesn't help that he has to start players like Piran and stuff like that.
Yeah, he had no running back, didn't he? So Piran was the only choice or something, I think.
Sorry, what were we going to go with Stocks?
Is it Duffer that finds it difficult to use the app? Like, doesn't find it very.
Yeah, he doesn't like it as much. He prefers the NFL app.
Do you think he knows that people send him trades?
Yeah, doesn't like trading either.
Okay. Why have you sent him a few and he's not looked at him?
I don't know.
I've tried to explain it to him. I was like, Ollie, you're at a point now where you either need to, you can't just keep coasting and not doing any waivers. You either need to sell up and get picks or give your picks away and get better players. It was like, oh, I don't want to. I was like, well, then you're just going to be coasting in last place for the rest of your life.
Well, that's fine.
You need to have to think about what you do. But you said just because you don't like trading, people are trying to trade to either make their team better or give you more ammunition for the future. But yeah, you need to participate a bit more. So we'll see how
we get. He is on the edge.
Yeah, we'll see how we get on.
Well, tell him he's got some mail, would you?
I will do. I will do.
Sweet. Yeah. Right. Well, anyway, well done. You got yourself a nice win there over Ollie. 7 wins as well. That's the most that you have ever had in the Ballers League.
Is it? That doesn't surprise me.
I think your biggest, did we say a couple of weeks ago or last week, your 6 wins was equal
didn't
to
I,
did, or...
Didn't I start 5-1 last year? Or something stupid. And then tailed off. I'm pretty sure last year I started really strong, got a couple of horrendous wins against the big dogs, and then fell away.
C'est possible.
Possible.
Comme si, comme ça.
I think 7 is your highest win total. I'm sure it is.
Have you noticed that on the phone it now tells you your start 6 efficiency and you're also average points per week?
Yeah,
I quite like that. It's nice.
Me too.
It's definitely made for the phone, isn't it? It's not made for the computers.
No.
All right. I'll start recording on the bloody laptop.
And do you know you can't, if you've got in any best ball leagues, you can't actually look at those on the computer?
Can't look at your best ball leagues on the computer?
No, doesn't it? You know, it doesn't support it, apparently. I try it when I go on sleeper at work, and for some reason I can't see any of my best ball leagues on. So I can't see my FFCC or...
Fantasy NFL best ball. I'm not supported on the web yet.
Yeah.
What a pile of shite.
Not that you ever need it, like, on the computer. It's just that I can sneakily do it on my computer at work on without looking like I'm on my phone all the time.
How is that not supported? Surely it is exactly the same as a fucking normal league. Come on, sleeper. I absolutely love you, but man alive, this is shit.
Just another reason, Pissy. Yeah. Just another reason.
Okay.
Sorry. It's too right. Right. Intended,
yeah. Finishes off then.
Finally, we have the big pod host battle. Pissy versus Stormo and Strongside Cornbread versus the Rec City Thunder. This one was done inside 3 rounds. Both teams were on a winning streak, but one team had to lose, obviously. And Storm's 3-game winning streak came to a crashing end. No. He posted a score of 277 as Pitsy had 303 by Sunday and still had a running back to play. The final score was 349 to a meager 277. The win confirms a playoff spot for Pitsy as he is in first and Storm is on fourth on 6-4.
Exactly.
So at one point I didn't think I was going to make 200, you know. This is my worst bye week because obviously I lost Kelsey, Mahomes, Swift, my Eagles defense. So this was the one that was going to hurt me the most. And then with Cousins getting injured, and every single person in the league trying to give me a quarterback for a third. I'm stuck with my boy, you know, the mother raper, Wilson, because I was like, there's no point in me coughing up a third for someone that's going to score 20 more points when I thought.
Hey, mate, he scored more than Lamar Jackson did.
I know, mate, yeah. And I thought I was going to get blown away by more. So I was like, yeah, do I want to lose a pick just to lose? So I was like, no, I'll just lose and not lose a pick, I think.
Yeah. I did that in another league. I had Russell Wilson as my quarterback, and there was a couple of people who were offering me with Hurts being out. But I was like, nah, I'll just crack on with Wilson. And I don't know how I did in that league, but yeah.
Yeah, but then like
you, I'd say the loss with exactly. Wilson and keep your picks.
Keeping your pick. And Williams went off. Hall had a good game. Kamara, standard. Dotson was phenomenal.
0 points. Love it.
Big fat. Le Begel.
But yeah, Dell, Samuel, Hock was amazing. I got a Hock in that Bulls league there with Murph and stuff, and he scored me like a million points.
Oh, Hock was he was on fire.
And then yeah, Steven says, oh, pretty much all your running backs did you a good job. But what I was quite impressed by was Chandler and Gibson were my only options, and I put in a bid for Chandler, and then, you know, scored me 35 and 25. So, you know, I took that. I was like, good on you, boys. You go back, you can have a drink.
Yeah. We didn't get the win, but you did exactly what needed you to do.
Have yourself a beer.
Yeah.
But then my stocks moved, my double tight end, didn't, you know, Engram and K. Dotson just...
See, that's where you got it wrong, Stormer. You've got to play three. You have to play three tight ends.
I don't think I had another one.
Is that a one or three, all right?
Yeah, I didn't have another third one, unfortunately. But I understand. I understand the luck of the threes.
And you know what it is as well. It's the way that you've placed them in your team as well. You've got a tight end, then a wide receiver, then another tight end. You need to put the two tight ends together.
Oh, okay.
That's how stocks does it.
Two tight ends together.
Yeah. When we get into that locker room, we talk about the infinity ends and how they all have to line up next to each other.
Oh, got you. Okay.
So, got to get those two tight ends together, otherwise they're too far apart for each play.
Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd get Amon Sun Ra, you know, rubbing his sun god magic on him, but it didn't work, obviously, because he just used it all on himself. Greedy bastard.
They were both just watching him play rather than them getting...
As was everyone else, to be fair, so... But yeah, just didn't flop through in the end. And to be fair, I'm not shooting you down because you scored great. I didn't think I was going to get anywhere near 270. So I think I'll take that.
Yeah. I weirdly wasn't worried about this game, which normally I'd be shouting at you saying, oh, I'll be, I'm still going to be losing this game or whatever. And I'd do my usual boohoo.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think looking at your team compared to my team, I was quietly confident with it, which is unlike me, really.
It's nice. It's a good feeling, isn't it?
It was, yeah. It's like, oh, I've only got Stormer this week. No problem.
It's easy to say that, Pitsy. It's easy to say that now when you've got the win. Oh, I was quietly confident.
Yeah, that's true. I'll still say I was shitting a brick at some point.
Standard.
Yeah, standard. There you go. Yes, I have got a hashtag, or sorry, not a hashtag, is it? What's it? A star next to my name.
I can't see it on the computer. I'm going on the app.
They're not on the computer. They are on the
app. Stupid fucking computer sleeper.
Yeah. There's only two stars that have appeared so far. Mine and Simon's.
Stocks,
you are almost getting yourself a star.
We've got to be close because Rob getting to that. Six spots, so he's got a two-game buffer and he's off, so
yeah,
should be fun.
My schedule suits me, is very friendly as well.
Oh, because you were bottom half last year, weren't you?
Yeah.
Nice. I've not actually looked you up. I know I played. I'm still going to play Simon, and I know I've got to play.
You just played me, haven't you? So that's that went away.
Oofed. Yeah, mine's not friendly at all.
Well, let's have a quick table update to see where everybody sits then in with how the playoff spots work.
Yeah, let's
so down the bottom, Gotham City Rogues, 10th place, 1-9. They are still technically in with a shout. They haven't been mathematically ruled out yet. Changed his name to Finn Dalluzers.
That's a tanking name if ever I've heard one.
Get that correct.
Findaloo and then Zers at the end. So there's three teams on 3 and 7, 9th, 8th, and 7th. So just outside the playoffs. So Dan in 9th, Thacker in 8th, and Rob has moved up to 7th, all on 3 and 7. So they are 2 games out of the playoffs. And then the playoffs start with 2 teams on 5 and 5. That is Mark in 6th and Susie on 5 and 5 in 5th. Then we move up to you on your own, Stormo, 6 and 4 in 4th.
Whoop.
Stocks, you are on your own in 3rd, 7 and 3. So you're just one way. I think it's one win away, isn't it? Or the other team's a loss away for you being able to get yourself a star.
Hey, look, one week at a time. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, we'll do it 1 week at a time. You've got it. You've got this in the bag, but we'll go with it. Then stars for second place, 8 and 2, Simon and myself, 9 and 1, in first.
And I'm right in saying in the playoffs it's 3 versus 6, 4 versus 5, yeah?
Yes, I believe so.
Sweet.
And then I also believe then it stays with that bracket. It doesn't go best versus worst. It'll be...
So, yeah, pity. Or first place plays 4 versus 5.
Yep.
Yeah. Second place. Something like that.
Yeah.
It's along those lines.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's all there. There's still, like I say, it's weird that there's still everybody playing, even with only one win. But I think it's because that middle section is so compact.
It is tight. It is tight.
Cozy.
So we're saying there's four games left.
Four games left.
6 spots. We've got a two game buffer on Rob in 7th. Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's tight. But
so Rob, Generals, and so yeah, Rob, Thacker, and Dan, all on 3 and 7. They are 2 games out.
Yeah. So Rob has to win out pretty much.
Yes, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
pretty close.
I mean, Mark can lose every game from now on, and he only needs to win 3 of those 4.
And you would say Mark and Rob have more favourable schedules? Is that correct?
Yeah, because Rob and Mark finished in the bottom 4-5 last year.
Yeah. Oh, so that could be.
Whereas Susie, did Susie finish in the top 5 last year?
I can't remember, but I think so. I think she was, yeah.
I can't remember now.
Yeah. I can't remember.
No. Anyway, we got your champions of the week.
Yeah, so I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but I've committed no crime, Pissy.
Okay, fair.
And bad mistakes. I've made a few. Such a tune.
Sorry, what are you singing? I can't make it out.
Can you just do that all again, please? So we've discussed a few of these players already, to be fair. So high scoring quarterback was Dak on 79 points for Cy, Herbert on 68 points for Rob, and Geno on 65 for Stocks. Highest scoring running back, Singletary, 54. Jamal Williams, who we talked about in our matchup, Pitsy, was that running back you had play on the last night, scored you 46 points.
Whoop.
And Brian Robinson, 45 points.
A duffer, I know. That's strange.
High scoring wide receiver, Allen, 54 points, and 54 points. And then Cooks was in third place. I forgot to write down his score.
45 points.
45 points.
So I think Cooks was on his bench, was he?
Yeah.
He was.
Because Rob would have had 2 of the top 3 wide receivers in his team then.
That's mad. Hockenson, high scoring tight end, 49 points. McBride, 35 points. And Kittle, 30 points. High scoring kicker, Myers, 23 points.
Ooh, for Susie. Susie actually gets herself a top scoring kicker there.
But hold on.
It's hold not just horses.
Hold your horses. No,
apologies.
Yeah, so high scoring defense, Niners 57, Colts 44, Browns 39. So here we're going to the non-starters. Geno 65 for Stocks on his bench. There we go. 26 points for Rob on his bench, the Cowboys backup. Cooks 45 points for Rob on his bench. Kittle, oof. 30 points on Susie's bench. Well, she benched him. And then 23 points for Myers, also benched by Susie. And then we talked about the Niners. 57 points on Mark's bench because he chose the Cowboys.
Nice.
So do you remember?
I can't remember. No.
You can't remember your players, can you?
No.
Okay, so you ready? I only do top three and you get a point for a top five, yeah?
Yep.
So quarterback, you chose Goff.
He was sixth.
Sai chose Burrow.
Burrow was not even in. Oh, no, he was a bit further down.
Herbert. I chose Herbert.
He was second.
Booyah. Running back, you and Sai chose JT and I chose Monty.
Not even in the top eight.
Not on the list. Wide receivers, Sai chose DK. I chose Diggs. Pitsy, you chose Lamb and then crossed Lamb out and took Pittman.
I'm not sure I did. I thought definitely chose Lamb.
Definitely
chose Lamb.
Yeah, no points for you there. And I saw on, Diggs's brother, the Cowboys cornerback.
Yeah. He's all right, go out.
Yeah, he's pretty much told him to leave, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Which is a bit crazy. Tight ends, Engram, Ferguson, and Hill. Any of them make the list?
Nope.
You also chose.
Ferguson was ninth.
Yeah, that's just only get points for five, but you're not the top nine. You also had Laporta and then took him off on that.
He's not on my list either.
And then Tucker, Koo, and Hopkins, kickers?
Nope.
So basically, didn't you have an honourable mention at one point that was bullshit as well?
Yeah.
Who was that? Was that the tight end? I think that was the whole Lamb thing. I think I chose Lamb, an honourable mention was something else.
And then you went. Sai and I went for the Cowboys defense. You went for Vegas. Then you changed Vegas to the Cowboys, and then you changed the Cowboys to New York Jets.
Yes. No. So New York Jets did beat the Dallas Cowboys, but they were in sixth. The Jets.
So Herbert's the only point we got, is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. They're the only ones that we chose. No, I got Lamb.
No, you didn't, because you crossed them out for Pittman.
I'm going to have to re-listen to that.
I even said, you're going to choose Pittman in Germany over Lamb. And you went, yeah.
I can confirm this.
Yeah. Right. Well, that was rubbish. Let's move straight into the preview part and forget all about that.
Hopefully Stocks will make us better this round.
Yeah, well, if I get all five, does that mean I just win?
Mate, you are the new host of the pod if you get all five.
Oh, I don't need another one. I'm throwing it.
Right, teams on a bye, Stormo. Teams on a bye. Who have we got this week for week 11?
Teams on a bye. Falcons, Colts, Patriots, and Saints.
There you go. How many?
Literally no one good.
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah, like I'm not even worried.
No, I didn't even need to worry about it. Well, I say that. One of my running backs is down now.
In one there of my my super flex league, my quarterbacks are Herbert, Carr, and Watson. So that league's taken a bit of hit, but that's a mere league anyway.
Yeah, not like this league anyway. Right then, we are into week 11 then. Four games of the regular season to go. What do the matchups look like this week?
How's this? Let's do it. Let's kick off week 11 straight up. Do or die game for last place Ollie and his Gotham City Rogues. They're going up against Susie and her Pfizer Chiefs. A win will keep Ollie's playoff hopes alive for at least one more week. But Losha will confirm that he is the first team out. Does it confirm 101 or not? Not yet, but it confirms he's definitely out.
Yeah, just confirms that he's out.
So the last time these two teams met, the win went to Suzy. Have you got the percentage there, Stocks, for this one?
Give me 20 seconds. Which game was this?
Suzy and Duff.
Week 11, Suzy Duff.
Suzy Duff. Yes, it is 56 to 44 in favour of Suzy.
Oh, interesting. The matchups I've gone for in this game, I've gone for Allen versus Burrow. Burrow seems to be, coming right again. Allen, I don't know what's going on with him. He just looks like a different player at the minute. And then I've got White and Singletary for Suzy, who are coming off massive games, going up against Ollie's two running backs, Walker and Robinson. Bullet hole Robinson.
Yeah, this is closer than I thought it would be. Although Susie's got Addison on the bench, which confuses me.
She'll probably still change him around.
Yeah.
But there is, I think there's talk of Jefferson back this week. Because I think he was, they could have brought him back last week, I think, from my memory.
Yeah, they wanted to give him one more game, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, though, because I think a lot of it was actually on Jefferson not really wanting to play. He was getting a bit... I think when Cousins went down, he was like, oh, I might as well just stay on IR now.
Yeah.
But then as soon as Dobbs started playing, he was like, oh, actually, yeah, I'll come back, I'll play.
This guy looks all right, I'll come out.
Yeah, I'll come back.
Ooh, a piece of candy.
Yeah. There you go. Sweet. Good game. Bad one for Ollie. Let's see what happens. Next up then, Stocks.
That's me. Next game is looking like it will be a close battle between you, Stormo, and his Rex City Thunder against Thacker and the Generals. Both teams have had a late surge in previous years to make the playoffs. Thacker doing brilliantly last year, going from last to worst to nearly first. Make the playoffs, and it's a must-win game this late in the season. The Generals got spanked in Week 7 when these two last met, so should be a good game.
Oh God, what's how close is this one then?
64 to my maths isn't that quick. You're 52, Thacker's 48.
So it's super close. Oh wow!
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is actually predicted to be over 300 for both teams.
Oh God, I hate that already.
Yeah, this could be a stinker for you at the moment. We'll see how it goes.
I've got my boys back. Hopefully they pull their fingers out, eh? So, matchups in this, I've gone for Mahomes versus Tua. I've gone for Swift versus Pacheco and Amon-Ra versus Cooper. Well, Cooper, now considering the news with Watson, who knows, but I'll put him down anyway.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, so a weird one for the Browns and Watson.
Because they're starting, they're not starting PJ Walker, are they? They're starting the rookie.
Yeah. Has he got a broken bone in his shoulder or something like that? That's why they've put him on season ending.
The masseuse squeezed him too hard, mate.
Squeezing the wrong part. He likes it hard.
Is Watson on IR then?
Well, I don't know if he's been put on IR, but he's definitely out for the season.
Oh, what a fucking waste, man. Coming into the league, earning all this money and not playing football. Should have binned him off when he was... What a pervert.
Yeah, there's loads of people slagging him off, obviously, then, like his pitcher and then every pick he was worth and the money. They're like, yeah, what a waste.
I think there's a fantastic meme of him, of some random guy, but it's basically the thing on the top says... Deshaun Watson taking his paycheck and then walking away.
One back rub at a time.
What a dickhead.
He's definitely got the Browns to give him a happy ending for sure.
Well, yeah, he can pay off anyone he wants with that money, can't he?
Bullshit. Anyway,
this game, close. Yeah, 313 to 302 at the moment.
Browns.
This could go anyway.
Relying on my Browns defense.
Because Generals need to... They're two games back. They need to get a big win here.
Yeah, my lineup.
If they lose this and Mark wins, then technically it's still, I think, still not giving Mark the star, but it then becomes three games and depends on scoring ability if they can then have to win out and Mark loses out and stuff like that. So it's a huge one for the Generals.
Yeah, so as we'll talk about in a bit, Mark's playing is polar opposite, isn't he, this week? So he's got a big game, but he's got definitely a better. His other games are more favourable than Thacker's and myself. Yeah.
Third game this week is Dan and his newly named Finn Deluzers going up against Stocks and his newly shaved Ballers. A win keeps Dan in the mix and puts on the pressure for those just ahead. But a win for the Stocks, on the other hand, will confirm that very first playoff spot that he's ever had in this league. Last time these two teams met was in week 5 in a crazy close and high-scoring game, 376 to 362 in favour of Stocks. This was a huge game.
That was a belter.
Is it going to be the same again? What are the percentages here then?
So I'm 64 and Dan is 36.
Ouch.
It doesn't look like it's going to be one of those 300.
It doesn't.
Barn burners.
But you never know. You never know.
Yeah, I don't know. Is old Achane back this week?
There is going to play. There is word of him.
There's been chatter of him. Yes.
There is word. I kind of need him in one of my other leagues, so it would be nice. Achane. Yeah. Matchup I've gone for this. I've gone for obviously the head-to-head between the Lions running backs, who we talked about earlier in the show, Monty versus Gibbs. It has heavily favoured Monty when they've gone down the line, but this week it was split 50-50. So, and the way Gibbs has been running, I don't think they can take that off him. So it'll be interesting to see what Campbell does with how he shares that room. And I saw, I don't know if it was a meme or a post or a thread, but they're probably the most dangerous running back duo in the league at the minute. So,
yeah, funny you should say that, because I was listening to the Urana the NFL podcast and they mentioned that, saying that they were really confused when they blew up the back of that running back room, because who was it? Jamal Williams, he was highest scoring running back, like the biggest touchdown and everything, and they binned him off. And obviously Swift was a good running back and they binned him off and they brought in Monty and got this rookie Gibbs, but actually it's turned out to be excellent.
Yeah, so I've got Monty and Gibbs, and then I've gone for a surprise. I don't want to say a surprise, but I've gone for a player that's probably surprised me in Dalton Schultz, and I think he's been great at the Texans and he's been great with Stroud. So I've gone for Schultz versus Andrews. I don't know, I could have picked any one of Stocks' tight ends, but I've chosen the calm experience head in this one in Andrews. And then I've gone for Jacoby for Dan up against Wilson, because I don't know, I like Wilson's matchup.
I have noted that the two tight ends have actually been split by AJ Brown this week.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's Stocks.
They might end up having the issue like they did last time, where they were both too busy watching Brown play with himself.
You're mad. It's AJ Brown. He is the Infinity Stone of my team. He just draws everybody together. Like, it doesn't matter.
We'll bring that up in the next podcast and see how it goes down. Exciting stuff.
Did you, here's a stat for you boys that you probably already knew. Did you know Sam Howell is currently the quarterback 3 in our league?
I like that.
Sam Howell, good effort. Well played, Sam.
How do I not start him?
Yeah.
You did, when you and I did that pod for your real life, your job pod.
Yep.
You were bigging him up then, so Howell. So yeah, it's done really well.
Really well.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Kyler Murray, but you don't know what he's going to give you, and especially with him only being back so early in the season from his injury.
He did all right last week. He did all right last week, Kyler.
He just didn't move the ball enough. He didn't rush it enough, and they didn't throw it enough. And in this league, they're both points, aren't they?
So yeah.
You just know Sam Howell's going to throw it nearly 30 times.
Yeah, but they ain't got anything else with them. Always going to have to come back from something, isn't he, as well?
Yeah, and they're playing the Giants. Have you seen Danny DeVito? It's not Danny DeVito.
that's what I keep calling him.
That's how I know him. That's how I know him.
Well, that fat, balding American fella. He's he might be injured as well now.
Oh, Danny DeVito is injured.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen.
That's mad.
Maybe I've seen a few players on that team throw balls better than their actual quarterback, so they could do with Odell being back there and he could throw a ball.
This is a great matchup for me though, because I've got Dan's first round pick. So
you want to pile on the misery. Win.
Yeah, it's like a 6 points of this. I'll beat him, send him down, and then I'll do exactly what you did to him last year, Stormo.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Yeah, take that, Dan. Ha ha.
Yeah, good idea.
No, I really like Dan. He's a really nice fellow when you messaged him. He's always really, really nice. So props to you, Dan, and your communication in trading.
No, he's a good one.
Yes, he does like a good text. I do appreciate that. Also, he's my cousin, so I know that he is actually a very nice person.
He sends me the best things on Instagram. Just videos. Yes. Just Instagram videos, but they're hilarious, most of them.
And no boobies yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, no, I haven't had any of those.
I've got other sources for those.
Of course you do. Let's move on. Next up, we have your team, Pitty, your strong side Cornbread, going up against your old Fast Action Friday partner, Rob and his Stony Hornets. Last week's win for Rob was the highest score of the season, and you'll need to pull out another one of those to get the win in the bag this week. You guys played in week 3, and it was super highly competitive, high scoring. But Pitty, you got the win with 369 to 349. That was another one of them.
Big week, that.
Yeah,
big week.
Locks and down games, that one.
Not quite.
Like 20 points shy, yeah, not quite. That was your game was game 1, that was game 2. How about that?
There we go.
You was this game was second on match of the day, yours was first.
What are the percentages then, Stocks?
Oh God, Jesus Christ. Sorry, I keep forgetting this is my job.
it's new, it's all right, I'll let you off.
It's 65 to Rob, 35 to Pitty.
You know, I was like, Pitty, you're not even going to question that.
Nope, I know it's fake.
It's fake news. It's 65 to Pitty, 35 to Rob.
Yeah, so close. Real close.
CJ Stroud has made it into Rob's team.
Starting lineup, yeah. So you got, I'm going for Stroud versus Jackson, right. Debo versus Keenan Allen, and Tyreek versus Mike Evans. Like some of the best route runners in the game in those four.
Oof. Yeah.
Quick question, because I've heard various things about Stroud and Jackson, but I'm a bit baffled by Jackson personally. Who do you think is the current MVP?
Jackson who?
As in Lamar Jackson.
Oh, get the fuck out of town.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I've heard it. His name being thrown around. But it's like he hasn't even fucking done anything. So how's his name even being thrown around?
I don't feel like any of the quarterbacks have.
So who's your money on? Who's your current MVP?
It's a wide receiver.
Okay, I'll let you think about
it. I don't think wide receivers have got it, though.
So hard to give it to a running back in a while. I'm saying it's not. I think it's really easy to give it to a running back or wide receiver. They just don't give it to him.
Is Tyreek Hill still on historic pace?
Yeah, he's doing well.
Hill, AJ, and now CeeDee Lamb, the way that he's playing, could change things away from that quarterback.
It won't be CeeDee because he hasn't done it for the whole season. AJ's underappreciated as a whole across the league anyway. Tyreek Hill could do it if he stays on a historic pace, but like Storm says, it just never goes to anybody but a quarterback. Has it ever gone to a rookie quarterback in his first year?
It'd be ace. I don't know. I don't know if
I don't think it's gone to a rookie on his first year. No.
I'd love to have a look. If Stroud keeps playing like he is, he's definitely got to have his name in the hat.
He's definitely got he's got a definite chance now. I mean, like you say, though, he hasn't been doing it from the start of the season, so who knows?
But I just, you look at what CJ Stroud's doing. He's
It'll make himself a lot more known, especially it's this time of year that they start putting the votes in for MVP as well, don't they?
Yeah, I just think with how he started the season, like how many games over 300 yards, and then he's setting rookie records, and he's doing it with them. He's basically playing Beethoven's Fifth Symphony on a piano that's missing a key every four keys and still sounds good.
Yeah, you know, that's a good analysis of it. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is.
It's like playing a guitar that's missing a string.
Yeah, yeah.
He's what he's doing is phenomenal, and the fact that coming in, like, it just shows you how much bullshit that the interwebs is built on coming into this process where, oh, he's failed the Wonderlic, which isn't a Wonderlic anymore. It's called like the C2 or something. He's failed that and he must be stupid.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
out there. He's playing chess when everyone else is playing checkers basically all the time. And he hasn't looked flustered once. You know, it's just, yeah, the boy is unbelievable.
It's been a lot of fun to watch.
Mm. What was his tape like in college?
Unbelievable. He's a fucking surgeon. Excuse my language. Sorry.
You don't have to say sorry on this. I fucking swear all the time.
Yeah, just it's easy when you play at Ohio State. Though the thing is, Ohio State quarterbacks don't make it in the NFL.
Yes, I say backup QBs don't normally fare well, do they?
No, but you know they're playing in they've got the best team in a poor conference, should we say, in the Big Ten. So it's easy for them to look good. But when you know somebody's good, it doesn't really matter where they play. You can tell that they're good. And he's just absolutely surgical, and for people to question his processing and stuff, it was silly. And I'm not sitting here saying that he's, you know, the next coming of Jesus Christ, but what he was like at Ohio State was phenomenal. If Bryce Young was anywhere else, he wouldn't have gone number one. It was the fact that he was at Alabama, and Alabama always meant their quarterback. Yeah. Good. Like their quarterback at the moment. What's his name? I want to say Joe Milton, but it isn't that, I don't think. This is bad.
This is you're usually the, you know, 101 at college names.
Yeah, that's annoyed me actually. Can somebody look that up while I'm talking so I don't type and make some noise? He's just had a historic game. I think he was the first Alabama quarterback to ever rush for 3 scores and pass for 3 scores in a game. So, you know, he's throwing himself into the limelight.
Let's have a look. Jalen Milroe.
That's it. Yeah. I haven't seen much of him this year, to be fair, but I've heard good and bad. So we'll see. But
I was just reading here on Buckeye quarterbacks. The only one of any like worth was Burrow, but Burrow left because he lost the job to Haskins, didn't he? So he ended up going to LSU.
Yeah.
Man.
Who did he lose the job to?
So Haskins won the job, the job when they were younger.
Yeah.
And then Dwayne Haskins became the big dog at Ohio, and Burrow went to Louisiana State.
Haskins, the one that went to Washington and then flamed out.
Well, yeah. He's the one that passed away, didn't he?
Yeah, before. Yeah, sorry, I say flamed out. He flamed out in the league and then obviously passed away.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Justin Fields hasn't been terrible. He's not been brilliant, but.
Yeah, it's glimpses in it.
That's it. Whereas. Stroud looks good. I mean, the same thing could have been said about Burrow coming out. He had one good season at LSU, went number one, and that was a risk. And turns out he's
but if you look, good. I know Burrow is decent, but if you look at his team was fucking incredible at LSU.
Oh, I mean, yes.
Like those wide receivers at that team were absolutely off next level.
Yeah, and it just shows as well. You know, you have that chemistry in college. And you go and relink it up, and doesn't matter how good your wide receiver is, Jamar Chase wouldn't be as good as he is now. You know, and what's really scary is Cincinnati could have, if they wanted to, they could have drafted, I'm pretty sure they could have drafted Jefferson. Or is that the year Burrow got drafted? did they come out together?
I think Jefferson was the year before, wasn't he?
Maybe. Yeah. But imagine that. Imagine if they'd have drafted Jefferson, then Burrow, and then just thought, bollocks, we're drafting Chase as well.
Dave Jefferson. Oh, God. Yeah, imagine that. I'd be mad.
Yeah. Guys, we've got off topic.
It's good. I like chatting baller. It's good.
Come on, then. Who's the right. game?
Well, To finish week 11 matchups, we have a big mid-table battle for Mark and his roll-in with Mahomes. They go up against Simon and his Hammer Barn Feather ones to try and get a firmer grip on the playoffs. After Sy secured a playoff spot last week, he'll now be wanting to secure a bye. These guys met in week 3, where both teams scored quite low in the final score of 245 to 237 in favour of Simon. Got that win when he needed to. Let me check the projections on this before
you. That's the Simon you want to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sadly, this week, Simon's projected 326 to 270, which is a percentage of 61 to 39 in favour of the Feather Wands.
Oh, nice. Very nice. So this one I've gone for are all the a double trio of running backs. So I've gone for Mixon versus Warren. And then I've gone for Keaton Mitchell against Gus the Bus. Because Keaton Mitchell, I don't know where he's come from. But he looked incredible last weekend and the weekend before, I think, as well. And then,
yeah, when he first came on the scene.
Yeah, ETN. So Mark's got Mitchell, Warren, ETN. Simon, we know, has got a plethora of running backs, but I've gone for Mixon, Gus the Bus, and Barkley.
Yeah, and Warren was put down as the number one running back of the Steelers last week.
Yeah, Warren looked good. So yeah, that should be
Where's this Warren character? I'm pretty sure I dropped him.
So you could have. He's been a nothing until this season.
Guess what? Because it's on the laptop, I can't.
You can. He was added by waivers by Simon Horn on the 19th of August, 2022. And then Simon traded him in a deal with Mark got Warren in a 25 second round, and Simon got Mixon in a 26 third round.
Yep. Yep.
And that was only in October.
That was for Dresden this year.
Not a bad little trade for Mark if he's getting a number one running back.
Tasty. Although Deontay Johnson's now questionable, isn't he?
Yes. So, yeah, he got hurt in the last game.
Get that Pickens in, mate.
A thumb issue. Big game. This could be good for those 3-7 teams.
Yeah, it's a tough one because
we don't want Simon to keep winning, do we?
Yeah, and we kind of like it when Mark loses, so I don't want him to catch. I don't want Simon to do too well and Mark to do too well. That's tough. I like a draw.
I was going to say we'll allow a tie.
Yeah, let's have a draw.
Have we ever had a tie in this league?
No, I don't think
it cannot be possible. Cannot have been possible.
I've only ever seen it in the Robin Wood League once, I think.
Yeah, we saw a tie in the Robin Wood League, didn't we? Okay. That was Mark. I mean, Rob, wasn't it? Rob got a tie.
Yeah, and then fell out,
out of the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's similar scoring to this league as well. So yeah, it was cool.
What's wrong with you people?
You love it, right, Stormo, Mr. Big Stuff? Go for it. You can't get away with not singing it now.
In a minute. Have a think.
Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are? Oh, he saved your bacon, man. Saved your bacon.
You did, thank you. I appreciate it. I've really lost my streak, kids. So I don't want to lose anymore. I'm going to obviously tell you who the predicted ones, which are the standard ones. There's a couple surprises in there. Then we'll go through the games, and then we need your projections or your predictions for next week. Highest scoring predicted quarterbacks are the huge. So we've got Mahomes, Hurts, and Tua. We've got running back Eckler, CMC, and Barkley. Wide receiver Hill, Cup, and Sam Brown, Amon Ra. Tight end Kelsey, Hock, and Engram. This is my favorite one of the week. Highest predicted kicker is Aubrey.
Ooh, Dallas keeper.
Yeah,
keeper,
like kicker. And then highest predicted scoring defenses, you've got the Commanders, the Dolphins, both free agents, and the Browns.
I forgot to say, on Sunday at the park run, someone was in a Washington Commanders jersey.
You chase him down?
I don't think I've ever seen anyone in a Washington Commanders jersey, even at Wembley, when everybody wears anything.
Oh, no, they're definitely Commanders. They're about them Redskins. So,
right. Players.
Games, yeah. Games of the week.
You've got the
Bengals versus the Ravens on Thursday night. You've got the Cowboys versus the Panthers. You've got Steelers versus the Browns. Chargers versus the Packers. Raiders versus the Dolphins. Ugh, what a crap game that is. Bucks versus the Niners. Vikings versus the Broncos. And the Chiefs versus the Eagles.
That's going to be a good game.
That should be a good game, yeah.
That's the problem, is that's a Monday night game, so we're not going to see that game.
So what's our split this weekend then? How many have we got?
We only have 3 9 o'clock games.
And who are they?
Jets, Buffalo. Seahawks, Rams, Minnesota. Oh, no, wait. Tampa, San Fran.
Oh, those are pants, aren't they?
They are pants games.
Okay, then. So who are you going quarterback? Who do you think is going to be the highest scoring quarterback?
Let me just bring them up.
What do you reckon, Stocks? You going with your boy Howell?
I want to, but I'm actually going to say Jared Goff at Chicago.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to keep the ball rolling for Josh Dobbs at Denver.
Dobbs.
No, give over.
Okay, I'm going to go with Hurts. Hurts against the Chiefs.
Hurts. Can I get an honourable mention here that I would have said Tua. I would have said Tua, but I didn't want to pick a top three.
So okay.
It's not a point. I'm just saying.
Okay, you can have an honourable mention. I'll give it to you.
Thanks.
Running back?
Can I have an honourable mention? No, I'm joking.
You just want to pick two players for each position is what you want to say.
No one's disallowed that so far. Sure, this is tough.
I'll start with mine because I'm going to go Aaron Jones, the Packers against the Chargers. This Chargers can't stop the run for shit, so I'm going to go with Jones.
I'm going to go with Jahmyr Gibbs against Chicago.
Gibbsy.
Oh, God. I want to go left field and just try and pick a top fiver as opposed to trying to...
Oh, nice. I like that. I like that thinking.
All right, I'm going to say DeAndre Swift against Kansas City.
Come on, Swift.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, nice. Wide receivers?
Amon Ross and Brown.
Oh, nice. Music. You're just picking like everyone in the Lions team. Is that what you're doing? Or X-Lions?
It's all Lions. CeeDee Lamb against Carolina Panthers.
You can go Lamb. I'm going to go...
I'm not changing this time.
I'm going to go AJ Lamb. AJ
Lamb? AJ Lamb.
You've not heard of him? AJ Brown. No, I'm not. No, yes, I am. AJ Brown. Potentially, do I want to change to Cup? Cup with Stafford back. No, I'm going to stick with AJ.
Okay,
Titans.
Really?
I'm going to go Trey McBride. I'm going to go out there.
Oh.
Just because.
Is Dalton Schultz injured?
No.
No,
he's got a hamstring injury.
He'll be fine.
Do you know? I'm just going to do it. Dalton Schultz
mm-hmm.
against Arizona.
Give me 2 seconds. I'm just checking something.
It's fucking cheating, eh?
I'm going to say Cole Kmet.
Nice.
Ooh.
Let's hope that Lions game is a real big scorer.
Nice. Yeah. Because I think what's his face is back as well. Quarterback for Fields is back.
Yeah. Currently. Kicker.
Oh God.
I'm going Elliot.
Butker. That's going to be a kicking game, surely.
No, it's going to be a Duke shootout. That is, hopefully. 4 touchdowns to Kelsey.
I'm gonna say, just no, I'm not. He's waste man. I'm gonna say, McPherson.
Nice.
Ooh, Baltimore. Yeah, that's gonna be a good kicking game too.
I think Tucker and McPherson will score a lot in that because those defenses are both pretty good at the moment.
Yeah. Cool. Defense.
Oh God.
Cleveland Browns against Pittsburgh.
Whoa, dude. Browns is my team.
I'm going to change.
Washington versus New York Giants.
Final answer, yeah?
No.
Miami Dolphins.
You're going Dolphins, nice.
Yep.
I'm going to go Browns.
And I will go the Detroit Lions against Chicago.
Oh, come on, the Lions.
Cool. And I'll let you know how you did last week or next week.
Thanks. 4 games to go, guys. I can't believe how fast this season has flown by.
Four games for Sam. Some of us have got 7. You know, but I'm not saying who.
Well, regular season. Over. Spoiler alert, you and I are playing in the last game of the regular season.
Ooh, that could be for a bye week. You never know.
Holy moly. So you could knock me out of the playoffs.
I could, because I'll be set in stone by then.
Yeah, interesting. That'd be a nice
some big games coming up.
Good icing on there. I've got some massive games coming up. Must wins. I need to just get that star and then I'm not first. Cool. Yeah, well, gentlemen, this has been 90 minutes of pleasure.
Big one.
That is definitely not what she said.
90 seconds more like.
Or he or they. You know, we're inclusive.
Good. Have a lovely weekend, guys.
Yeah, you too. Pity I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing your wife and your child next week.
You will be seeing my wife and child next week?
I'll look after them for you, don't you worry.
Thank you, appreciate that.
So,
good. Well, Susie will be seeing them too as well, won't she?
Yeah, Susie will be seeing them too. She's a nurse.
Yeah, good.
So, until next time.
Jockstrap ballers.
What do you want?